This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? And thank you for listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. This podcast is out every single Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever else you stream your podcasts. It's also out on YouTube on Tuesdays at 7:30. If you are listening on Spotify, partake in the polls, leave a comment. We've also got an additional episode which comes out every single Wednesday where we read out your comments on Spotify. So if you do want to leave a comment and you want it to be read out, you have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So the podcast drops on Friday. You have until the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. to leave your comments if you want it to be read out. Anyway, enjoy the episode and follow us on the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Or is it the X now? Me na nua. But yeah, enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Bruv, this in the club right now is crazy.
Mitchell.
Oh, you read that one?
Oh, what? Got it's been reading that
one. You can't be reading that one, dude.
Listen, after what my man done, it does make like that sound.
This is too cold, though.
Yeah.
I was bumping this in the whip. This is too cold.
It's cold, but he needs more time, though.
No, you know why it's cold? Because 14 minutes is not for him.
Light work, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that's.
I was like, nah, rock cold, swear that. Like, in the car, this sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mad.
All right, cool. So, you already know, we're in the studio. Me and Marv, special guest, Lance, aka Gracious K.
Welcome.
Listen, you already know what we're talking about, man.
Let me connect my phone, please. Once I understand, please.
I don't know. It's fine. I'm off. Man. Another episode of the Three Shots Tequila podcast. And we're here to talk about Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. Where do we start, man?
You see this tune here, yeah? Oh, duh.
So, you lot are rating 7 minute drill.
Brother,
it was surprising for Cole because I just didn't expect that beat. And he was in a little vibe.
The thing about Cole, he glides on certain tunes, bro.
Yeah, like, he does.
That's why the apology was like, why? Because you're in this.
All right, let's start there. Why do you think he apologized?
I don't think he's just not in that place. I don't think he wants to do it. Words, you can't take back words. And the thing about J. Cole, he's one of them people that we can't even lie and act like.
He's that guy.
Yeah, because, brother, he ain't got no chains. You never see him with no girls.
You're being dumb.
No, I'm saying is he's on that like journey. Like, Cole is like, you never see him in a rave as such. You never see him on the table. You never see him popping bottles.
Didn't he go Rwanda to play basketball?
Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying. So his thing for me is he's a guy who, he's the kind of guy, for example, that will play, he's like Kevin De Bruyne. Plays football, goes home to his missus and his kid, you don't see him nowhere.
Mm.
It's training, game, home.
You're saying Drake's Jack Grealish?
But Drake is Rashford and Lingard and them man there. Them man are out.
After they got the change, you know?
So what if you was to hear that J. Cole's got like real booters around him?
You might do because...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you might do.
Because obviously...
Where he's from.
Yeah, so he's... Obviously, the people... His brethren, the people around him, like, are very active. So in terms of, like, Cole's... He's just a man, innit? Like, he's not an idiot or whatever. He just does what he does. But he's on his own journey and whatnot with the apology. Now, obviously, in the car, when I was on the way thinking about the whole scenario, I do think words have power. I agree.
Yeah.
And I do think because it's not rap beef. So the other day I asked you, man, a question. Do you kind of need hate in your heart to go at someone? In that kind of...
No, you need hate in your heart to go at someone fully, as in like on a gung-ho thing, like fully.
I'm disconnected, yeah.
You disconnected?
Yeah.
Jeez, I love doing this, well, man.
I'm not sitting comfortably.
Can I still be heard?
Yeah,
oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you still. Yeah, I was saying, for example, if me and you have a beef, for me to fully go at you, we can't be in the same camp at all. We can't know the same, not I can't say know the same people, but we can't be like that. But then if there is a, me and your brethren, I can see why Cole's on a vibe of, nah, I'm not doing it. Because that's like me and Taze are doing a pod. That's like me and you being cool. And then now me and Taze do a pod, but you and Taze have a little bit of animosity. And then me and Taze are talking about this pod thing, it's me and you, like Spider-Man meme, whatever. And you're home thinking, nah, man, I don't really like this relationship, like, because, nah. So now J. Cole's on the vibe of, for me personally, he's thinking, don't try it. But then now I think he's thought, whoa, I'm not involved like this. Like, you, man, have a problem. I like both of you. I'm stepping out. I apologize for what I've done. I'm jumping out.
I don't dispute that. I think as well, like, he was lying in his tune.
This tune?
Yeah, so the seven-minute drill.
I don't know if he was.
Nah, the reason why I think he's lying is because...
But the way he brushed his albums.
Yeah, like, I think he says things he genuinely doesn't believe. And he just felt, you know what? That's why I was saying you need hate. Because
also, do you have to be... is everything you say, does it have to be factual?
That's what I'm saying. So I think that's another argument. I think he said stuff that in his heart he doesn't believe. He's like, nah, man. Because they've been friends since like 2014. Mm. Cole made, I think, one of Kendrick's early tracks, his first track on 808.
They've done better tunes.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is,
you might believe it though.
Nah. I just feel like the way he, because he even says, he was like, I took a jab back and it didn't sit right with me, because I think, obviously, the path Cole's on, he's just trying to be as authentic as possible. So I just think, like, there's things he said, because even Charlamagne was like, To Pimp a Butterfly was cold. That's one of my favorite albums. So I feel like when he's like, you know, this album is tragic, this.
No, but what albums are you talking about? In what order?
Mr. Morale. He was like, your third album was your best one. Damn.
He goes, your first shit was a classic.
Yeah.
Last shit was a tragic.
So first shit was Good Kid, Bad Man City.
And he's lying.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
No, he's telling the truth.
He's not talking about 808s. He's talking about Good Kid, Man City.
Yeah. That's a bad shit. Your last shit was tragic.
That's Mr. Morale. Which people... Did
it's not the same as the others, though.
Which people did talk down on. Exactly. It didn't sell as much.
And then he said your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they guessed it.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime.
Damn, with loyalty. So
I was trading behind, and now I've hit mine.
So what he's saying
is not a lie.
But I don't think he. I feel like he's basically saying, rah.
No.
I think he's saying,
you know what? What I said, I've said it, but now I'm like, I shouldn't have said it. That's like saying, for example, I don't know, like you can dress this year. Last year you couldn't, and when we were in school, the girls weren't even on, man. But then I'm like, it might be the truth, but why did I say that? You didn't deserve that.
Maybe, because I just feel like when I'm listening to rhetoric, he's thinking, rah, I'm saying some stuff that can actually make it go left.
That's what I think.
Like saying, basically your work was shit, bro. And obviously Cole, as a creative, he
understands.
To get into the mind of other creatives and where he's trying to go. And Kendrick, you know, he was talking about some real deep stuff in the Steppers album. Mm. So to rubbish it, it's almost like...
And also, if you're going to rubbish it like that, then I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Mm. And I think Cole probably thought, you know what, it weren't shit. It just weren't.
Do you reckon Drake manipulated Cole? Because they've been on tour together, man.
No, I don't think so.
I think
he gassed him.
No, so see it like this, yeah. Cole's not innocent in this whole scenario. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably what was jarring the most. Because from a competitive aspect.
Stop it, man.
From, no, a, from a competitive aspect, Cole's been trying it for a second.
Wait, hold on.
Cole's been trying it. Kendrick's been trying it. Drake and Kendrick may have real issues, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But Cole's just, I want to be the best. He's, from what I'm understanding of him and just listening to him over the years and being a fan, he's a student of the hip-hop game.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks at hip-hop from a different lens.
That's up, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so you've said this in the group here and you refuted it. Why? Because if you listen to J. Cole's old, like, if you listen to the majority of his songs that people have listed as a potential diss to Kendrick, it's because J. Cole says stuff like, I mean, other men were the best, but I'm number one. Yeah. Or, yeah, they're good. I'm the greatest of all time. He says that. So when he's saying that, do you not think he's taking shots at who everyone else thinks is the best?
That's what I'm saying, but that's speculation because it's whoever you think is the best.
But you know who
No, I'm just saying it could be future. It could be the NBA Youngboy.
Cool. Wait. So now that you've said that, when you listen to, is it First Time Shooter?
Yeah.
He says Big Three.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I hear you, but he's rating him in that.
No, I know.
He says we're the Big Three, like we started the league. Like,
yeah. So when you listen to all these other songs,
yeah,
it's not speculation about who he's talking about.
No, but I hear you. But in terms of when you got to look at time scale. You got to look at whatever. Yeah. So if J. Cole's saying this in like 2019, for example, 2017, there might be a different top three then. For example,
who?
I'm just saying, as in, because you can't. I'm not gonna lie. You can't. I don't. Can you say Kendrick was been? All right, are you going to say J. Cole's been in the top three since, 2014?
If you remove Jay-Z, Nas...
That's my point. No, Nas is not in there.
Forget Jay-Z, forget anyone of them people.
You can't forget Jay because he's still there.
No, but Jay's not in the conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
So the Big Three, is the Big Three of their era.
Yeah.
So the Big Three of that era is Kendrick, Drake, and Cole.
No, but also...
I think that's a recent Big Three. I don't think these men have been a Big Three for like... 10 years.
The reason why I say that. The reason why I say that. Lars is looking around like what?
No.
No. What Marv is saying is right because you got to look at the timeline. In 2014, we were not discussing Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole as exactly. top three. We weren't doing that, Lance. So that's what he's saying. So you weren't doing that.
What are
you
doing?
You can bring out whatever you want. We weren't doing that, bro.
Who was you discussing?
Jay-Z was in the conversation. Lil Wayne was in the conversation.
Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and these people you're mentioning can't be a Big Three because they're a Big Three in their era.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is the conversation has moved to this era, Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
At the time, that wasn't
the conversation.
And Drake solidifying himself. Because remember, back in 2012, you're not saying Drake's one of the greatest. In 2012.
Yeah, because he started.
Exactly. That's what we're saying. And J. Cole had the album back then when he was in the on the hallway with the lockers.
J. Cole's always been a barrers, yeah?
You're not getting what I'm saying.
Oh no, wait, look what I'm trying to say.
You could have barrers, Lance, but I'm saying, but for top three now, like if you had said back in them days, you see the top three, Drake, Kendrick, people's and if you're saying Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole in 2013. People saying, don't be silly.
Bear in mind.
What album, when did Drake...
Yeah, I'm just doing that now. So 2012, Drake dropped Nothing Was The Same. 2013, Jay-Z dropped Magna Carta Holy Grail. So Jay-Z was still in the conversation, is what we're saying.
Jay-Z was still headlining...
I feel like you lot are forgetting what I'm saying. How could... It's like saying...
No, because what we're saying is...
So was Kanye in that conversation?
No. Lance, what we're saying is, at the time, there wasn't this conversation of Big Three.
No, do you know what? Taser.
And it was talking about Kendrick and Drake and J. Cole.
No, Taser, simplify it. That's like saying you can't say Messi and Ronaldo are the top two years ago because Mbappe and Haaland are around. The best of the best is the best of the best.
If you're talking about errors.
No, you're talking about errors.
But I'm saying that's how we were calculating it. Hold on, young fuck, as well.
Has there been a period? No, don't do that.
Have people said Young Thug is in the...
No, wait, hold on. We're doing it based on the timeline. People have said Young Thug is an artist. Yes, they've said he's top five artists. Yes, people have said that. Yes.
In what, hip hop?
Yes, they said that.
Okay, cool, fine. Safe.
And just another argument.
But why are you doing that and you're not doing that for future?
Because what I'm trying to say is, I'm just saying, in terms of when people have spoke on hip-hop, okay, for the last 5 years then, if you want to say, it's been Cole, Kendrick, and Drake.
I don't think you can say Kendrick because Kendrick hasn't released. No, Kendrick hasn't released as often.
Yeah, but he's always been in that conversation.
No, I hear that because of barring and TDE and Cypher.
That's because of how much. That's because of the quality of the music that he produces. He can leave for however long.
No. Let's not do that. He left for 5 years.
He can leave for 5 years, though.
No, because he has. At the time, people were like, brother, what are you doing? Roddy Ricch tried a year, brother. Finished.
Roddy Ricch ain't Kendrick.
No, I know, but Roddy, I'm saying Kendrick.
Roddy Ricch's first album.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish. Kendrick had to return and drop the album in order for us to see this.
He chose to. What I'm trying to say is, Roddy Ricch isn't Kendrick, yeah? Cool.
Yeah, we realized that when he dropped the second album.
Okay, but if we're talking about in different worlds, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Frank Ocean is Kendrick of that scene. He can come back whenever he wants.
He's not coming
until
back.
Until he comes back.
But he can come back whenever he wants.
Because of how he's navigated his career.
No, that's hypothetically speaking. He hasn't come back yet. We don't know.
People are sitting there anticipating Frank Ocean coming back.
Because of his last project.
Exactly.
But if he drops another project, then it's meaty, is what I'm saying.
But it was. Like, the second one was. Remember the one where he got out? The one he dropped after Turn Orange was garbage.
Yeah, no, but one was supposed to be garbage.
That's my point.
No, it was supposed to be. That was,
he said purposely to get out of his deal.
I hear that.
What are you talking about?
Your hands up.
You got your hands up like you caught us. A man dropped a garbage album.
On purpose, to get out. I don't know what that means. All I know is it was garbage.
He just dropped throwaway songs.
Whatever you done, but
it's
it was garbage.
Because of the contract, though. So, the contract.
Cool, but you've got one great album and one shit album.
No, he's got more than that.
What?
No, I'm saying in terms of the channel.
No, he's got more. He came.
I know.
That shit when he dropped, he dropped one straight after, is what I'm saying.
I don't remember.
And they was upset with him saying,
that's what
his label was like, how dare you? Boom, 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 boom.
I don't remember. The other one he dropped wasn't as good as Channel Orange, bro.
Like, that's not the argument we're having.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. So you got. Hold on. Novocaine.
That's the Channel single, Orange.
Sorry, Channel Orange.
Yeah.
Blonde.
Yeah.
That's the garbage one.
People rate that one, but go on.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Which one's a garbage one? He ain't got that many albums, bro. You men are talking like this brother's Chris Brown. This nigga's got like 2-3 albums, bro. I swear it's like 2.
He's got 2, but there's one that he's...
Imagine, 2-3 albums, yeah?
It's one that he just gave to Apple.
It's garbage.
No, but I'm saying...
What I'm trying to say is,
imagine having 2-3 albums and being in a conversation...
For what?
Of...
What conversation are you in?
Frank Ocean is one of the legendary status conversations.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, I don't think you're a Frank Ocean.
Endless.
I don't think you're a Frank Ocean.
Endless, that's the album.
No, I don't think you're a Frank. I don't think you talk to enough Frank Ocean people.
Do you know what it is, what people do? People do this thing here where that
their world is bigger than everybody else's world.
Frank Ocean is... Whenever you say...
Frank Ocean is not in the conversation.
Whenever you say King of R&B or R&B, no one meant... You never mention him, bro.
He's just a legend in his own right.
I'm not disputing that you mention him. But what I'm trying to say is...
Channel Orange is an amazing album, but whenever people talk about R&B, yeah?
Don't mention Frank Ocean.
You mentioned Chris Brown, Usher, people might say Tyrese.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even call Genuine, Frank Ocean R&B.
Whatever he is, he doesn't get mentioned, bro.
Wait, what was your point initially?
My point was saying that Kendrick is in the big three.
No, we're not disputing
that. And for the last 5 years, Kendrick's been in the big three.
But you notice you've added 5, cool.
Okay.
So since 2019,
cool. Okay, since
COVID.
Since COVID, cool.
Since Good Kid, Mad City then. Yeah?
Whoa, that's okay. Why we have to pull you up,
okay.
Bro.
Hold on, let me finish. Since Good Kid, Mad City, yeah? And since Cole dropped Friday Night Lights and all that, yeah, and Drake dropped Take Care. What's the one you dropped with? What's the one you dropped with? So Far Gone and whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
People are saying people have the potential to be the new hope of hip hop. Yeah,
yeah,
and for the years that they've been actually going through, they actually have been that. It's like right now us getting, let's say, in their youth. Yeah. Pedri, Kobe Manu, and
Bellingham,
yeah? And saying these three guys are gonna be like the faces of football, yeah?
But the point we're making
Hold on. They're gonna be the faces of football, yeah? I'm giving that analogy.
Yeah.
So Marv's looking trash.
Like you're drowning.
Yeah. No, the faces of football, yeah?
Yeah.
And they live on to do that.
Yeah, but what we're saying is there was a point where, let's say in the next 4 years, yeah? Everyone's looking at those three as, are they going to be the face of football? Mbappe's still playing. That's what we're saying. When Mbappe
Harlem's
now...
still playing.
Yeah. So I'm not disputing these, man.
Yeah, but what we're saying is when we were talking about Big Three, it's a recent convo because when Jay-Z was still rapping,
they weren't mentioned.
You weren't mentioning
when,
J. Cole.
When Lil Wayne was rapping, they weren't mentioned, bro.
I'm not even trying to complicate it. I'm trying to simplify it in terms of everything is generations, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So when Stormzy was in Wiley's video and whatever, yeah? Mm-hmm. They was talking about, I don't know, we can say Stormzy, Dave, Huss. That is a big three.
Mm-hmm.
And is Stormzy, Dave and Huss not a big three?
No, they are. But you're saying when he was in Wiley's video.
I'm saying that video where...
You weren't discussing them three as a top three then. Lance,
bro, I'm
this,
talking
man.
About of their thing.
No, but they're top three now.
No, I'm talking about of their thing.
No, but the
because you're saying what you're saying is,
yeah,
you can't mention them, man, because Skepta's still spitting.
No, that's not the.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. And I'm not talking about Skepta's already in a stance. He's Skepta.
I hear what you're saying.
It's not the same thing.
What I'm trying. No, wait. He's right. But what we're trying to say is we weren't having that conversation then.
Right, so
that's what we're saying.
So I'm not disputing that, but okay, what I'm trying to say is, if we look at it, we say these are the three potential we think are going to be the guys.
Yeah.
So he's dropped his project, or he's two mixtapes in whatever. These are the three that we're saying are the guys.
Is the point you're making? So J. Cole knows that, and that's why he's involved. He has to be involved.
Like he's involved. He knows he's a part of the big three. Yeah. Like that's he knows in terms of hip hop.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's not Joey Badass. It's not. Flipping YNB Corday. Everyone in hip hop knows that. Okay, they were saying these three youths are gonna be something. So Drake went off to be, quote unquote, people say the pop star. Cole was like the backpack, whatever. Kendrick was the alternative, and it was like the three North Star corners.
Because if you think about it, yeah, who's underneath them? Yeah, I think the same school would be like Wale, Big Sean, Meek, and
these are all prominent guys in that era. Like in that Meek would have been prominent in that era.
Would you put Thing in there?
Who?
Nipsey.
I don't know. He was just on his, but Nipsey's been around for a long time as well.
Yeah,
so he was just on his own thing. But
I would say Nipsey's around that period.
That same class. Yeah.
So he's just been on his own thing. But I mean, in that class of
it's definitely Kendrick, Drake, and Cole.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So what I'm trying to say is, even then, is saying these are the three guys who could be the thing.
Mm.
I'm saying it doesn't take away from Jay-Z, Wayne, or any of these guys because they're the established guys.
Mm.
So Mbappe is the guy right now. He's the main man, let's just say, yeah?
I don't agree with that. I hear what you're saying, but it's not the same, Lance. It's like...
Why? Because, okay, Let me finish the football thing.
Yeah?
Mbappe is the guy, yeah?
So how can it be
Hold on. Mbappe is the guy right now.
Yeah.
And... if we have people who've emerged in the new era of football, they're going to say Yamal, yeah? Is that his name?
The Barcelona.
Yamal, yeah? 16. And imagine there's two other wingers or two other like insane, technically gifted footballers, yeah?
Mm.
They're going to say these three kids, they're going to be the next generation of their thing. And then as they keep progressing through their career over the years, one might win Euros, one might win their league, whatever, they're going to be consistent that these are the free guys.
Lance, that's not the same
thing. But Mbappe's not retiring.
That's not the same thing.
How?
It's not because, number one, for example, there's three players.
Do you think that's the same thing? I just want to know if Taser thinks it's similar.
Brother, come on, man. Look.
Good.
When you got three brothers, you have people saying it all the time that this brother's going to be the next up. So because you say it doesn't mean they are going to be. When they live up to it, fine. But my thing is this, the reason why your analogy doesn't really, it's not hitting is because the Skepta one is different because Skepta is, number one, is older, yeah? But Skepta is kind of like, Skepta's been our champion. He's not the UK's champion. Whereas in terms of record sales and whatever, Stormzy surpassed, man. Dave, same thing. Huss has done, same thing. So when you say big three, it's different categories that culturally Skepta is big three. In terms of sales, in terms of all the units, he's not in regards to them, man. So it's a different conversation, so I'm saying, but whereas Mbappe is certified, gone. So now just because Pedri's banging doesn't mean you're not going to mention Mbappe anymore. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we're not removing Mbappe.
But no, but because we were talking about the Jay-Z thing, but you're saying these men have always been a big three, or when they were, I'm like, they. That's what me and Taze were saying, they've recently become the big three because people like Jay-Z have stepped away. They only do features, for example.
If Jay-Z released an album tomorrow, what happens? You're going to say he's the big three? If it goes number one, he's a Grammy.
But, but people would.
Why would they say he's in the big three?
But he's got the most platinum albums. So
what I'm trying to say is, all we're saying is that the big three conversation started later. You're saying it started from Good Kid, Mad.
Yeah. I'm saying from when we saw these three, we'll say they're going to be the big three. I'm going to say then,
yeah.
Hip hop purists, we're saying, because we're talking the general did this. We're saying the general did this.
I've got to play this for you.
Hip hop purists, we're saying these were the guys. That's
someone said it in it. I agree with that person who's on it. I didn't. Someone said it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is what you're saying, Lance. This is what you're saying, Lance. You're saying this.
Someone said it, innit? Not me, innit? But I agree with that person as well, innit?
100%.
I was not the one that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Where to Joey, brother?
That's said hip-hop purist. Joey. People were saying Drake was going to be big three when he dropped So Far Gone. No, they weren't, bro.
People were saying he wasn't even hip-hop like that. People were saying he's a singer.
When he dropped Views, everyone was rubbing him out. They've been rubbing him out his whole life.
His whole life. How are they saying he's going to be one of the big three then? What are you saying?
No. No, I'm not talking about doubting. I'm saying
go back and listen.
No, don't do that.
The album's hit.
Wait. Hold on. So Frank Me Later, Take Care. Yeah.
Classic.
Nothing was the same.
Gone.
Then he dropped You're Reading This Is Too Late.
Gone.
Cool.
That's crazy.
Okay, that's around the era where people were saying there was too much singing and nothing was the same, right? And Take Care, a lie. So he dropped If You're Reading This Is Too Late. Mm-hmm. Then he dropped What A Time To Be Alive With Future to let us know I can do that too.
One of the greatest albums ever.
Exactly. That's 2015, yeah? No one was doing Big Three Talk then. Let's be honest. No one was doing that.
No.
Cool. Then he dropped Views. Everyone's like, brother, you're back on singing
around,
again.
Around that time of the future.
2015.
What Kendrick or Cole albums were out?
2015.
Hold on. Kendrick Lamar. Why was he eating on the pod? Sorry. 2015 to Pimp a Butterfly came out, yeah?
And that's got what songs on there?
Mm.
I was a sinner.
Yeah, I think this is the one people were saying, I don't know.
Swimming pools and all that.
Which album had Poetic Justice on it?
I think we're talking about the same.
That's Damn. Bro, To Pimp a Butterfly was the one where it was like it was the weird one. It was slow.
It must have been Poetic Justice on that album, man.
No, Damn had In Poetic the Justice, man. And rain. Hold on.
Can't be, man.
Damn had To Pimp a Butterfly was King Kunta.
Yeah. Garbage. So Damn had That's loyalty.
What? Bro, how's that garbage?
Charlamagne will come through anyway.
Lawrence Lowe, man. So not Lawrence, Marv Lowe, man. That's not garbage, bro.
Appeal to you.
Yeah, just say that.
Like, that's not your style of
man
hip-hop.
Man said it didn't appeal to me. If I think it's garbage, that's it.
That's not your style of hip-hop.
All right, so 2012 is where he dropped Backseat Freestyle, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Poetic Justice,
Riddims,
Money Trees.
Riddims.
So that album is what I fuck with. I like that one.
That's a classic album. That's fantastic.
So he's gone 3 years, and he's come back and given us Pimp a Butterfly, where he's dropping Kinta Kunta, and he's walking outside on the porch.
Yeah, everyone's getting mad.
And the hip-hop purists to say, yeah, he's done that, yeah. And then J. Cole around 2015. What did J. Cole give us? J. Cole gave us...
That was a good thing. And then at that...
J. Cole gave us around Forest Hill Drive.
And that was a classic album.
Yeah, good.
2014 Forest Hill Drive is probably, in my opinion, That Wet Dreams, probably Friday Night Lights.
No, no role model. Love Yours.
Big album.
What?
Big tune. Okay, cool. So that era, I don't know if we were doing that. But also, man, we're rapping then, man.
Yeah, but they just dropped. They all dropped classic albums.
Yeah, but them were bubbling then.
They weren't rapping. We weren't having a rap conversation because around that time as
who
well.
Who wasn't?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Around that time as well, yeah.
He's looking at you sideways. Who was?
No, because you're saying they weren't rapping. They were rapping.
No. I'm saying we weren't having a conversation about like.
I think that was the start of it. Like that's when everyone was like, "Raw, these men are." Okay.
No, these
are emerging. And also remember, unfortunately.
You're saying emerging.
No.
Kendrick's already dropped two classic albums at that point.
No, you don't get what I'm saying. Yeah, but he wasn't consistent with it. Like,
what is consistent? You're as good as your last project.
Nah, it doesn't work like that.
Bro, so I think this is a good conversation because people think consistency is dropping a tune every week.
No, it's not.
Lil Wayne dropped Sorry for the Wait 2, 2015. So people were still waiting for that.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm trying to figure out the time.
Even use Lil Wayne's analogy, right?
Yeah.
Where you can drop 600 songs and two could be bangers. Two could be songs that carry you for 5 years.
One said two.
No, but think about it.
I'm sick
that,
of
Meek, that
Meek,
era,
Meek Mill dropped Dreams Worth More Than Money. It's got the Rico tune with Drake and Bad For You, Nicki Minaj. The point I'm trying to make is
there were other people around that time, or those times.
It wasn't, we weren't listening to like their rap songs. I'm talking about, it was going into that slow R&B vibe. That's why when Drake dropped Views and More Life, everyone's like, brother, this guy's not gonna rap. That's around the same
time.
And
people forgetting Rick Ross was around them times. There's
what was Ross's album?
Shelling.
Who?
Rick Ross.
Oh, okay.
Teflon Don and them thing there.
Is it? What album came out in 2014 from Rose?
A lie? One second. He dropped Hood.
Was the album with Diddy?
That Hood Billionaire.
Was the album with Diddy?
That's what I said. What
God happened? Forgives, I don't. That's 2012.
What album came out, please? Thank you.
Rick Ross went in the conversation. Who else is there, rapping wise?
Young Thug.
Yes. Young Thug's a good shout. Young Thug. 2015, Young Thug was. Nah, 2015 was when he was beefing Lil Wayne. We weren't even paying attention like that.
Who?
Young Thug. It was when he dropped Bar of Six, which it aged into a classic. But at the time, it's like, who's this you that's copying Lil Wayne? That's the time.
Yeah, but when was Rich Guy in the album?
Before that, but we didn't rate it at the time.
It can't be before that because during the pod we were hearing that
the Rich Gang's a mixtape.
The timeline's in front of you, my brother. The timeline's there, my brother.
Be easy, hip hop purists. Be easy, yeah, man.
About to take a touch, man. I'm trying to think. 2015 was it? Little Baby in that? Nah, they weren't even about.
Just type in.
Yeah,
just type in on Google.
2015
biggest hip hop albums of 2015. Or something.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what I'm saying. The reason why I say the conversation, if you look at it carefully, basically, Little Baby and all these guys, as long as they've been doing their thing in Atlanta, they're relatively new artists.
Yeah. They weren't even about.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to, that's what I'm saying, in the Cole, Kendrick and Drake has been a thing for like 10 years, bro. Whether it's come to a head now because everyone wants to be involved is different.
All right, cool. So the top 10 album, okay, the biggest hip hop albums that year, 2015, To Pimp a Butterfly. You got Dr. Dre Compton, A$AP Rocky was in the conversation. Drake dropped, If You're Reading This Is Too Late.
See, Future, Dirty Sprite 2 come out that year as well. Yeah. Don't piss me off.
Pusha T, Darkest Before Dawn. Big Sean, Dark Sky Paradise. He was in the conversation then.
The Game Documentary 2.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there weren't no big free chat then, man.
Young Thug bought us. What a Time to Be Alive came out in 2015.
Migos dropped Young Rich Nation. They weren't even in the conversation then.
What a Time to Be Alive came out in 2015 as well.
Because you dropped albums, what?
What do you mean because he dropped albums? We're basically telling you, don't do that, man. We're basically trying to tell you the timeline, bro. No, don't do that.
The reason why I'm saying it is that because we're talking like, if we're all dropping an album in 2015, if we're looking at it, the critically acclaimed work that everyone was hyping about was To Pimp a Butterfly. And then obviously, I'm guessing...
Stop it.
That's not Drizzy what we're saying, bro. That aged with time.
Stop it, bro.
We're saying at the time when it dropped... There was no big free convo. That's all we're saying. Kanye was still performing wireless, bro.
Right. Cool.
That was the convo. Cool.
That's what I said, personally.
I'm not going to lie. When Drake brought out If You're Reading This Is Too Late, everyone was talking about that.
Because everyone was talking about he's not rapping no more.
And also, that was the last album of his deal.
So when...
That was
like a mixtape. So that was his last thing with Cash Money, innit? But then you're forgetting Travis Scott came out with Rodeo 2015. That's a big album.
It is a big album.
Travis was in that convo.
DS2, Future. That's Future's biggest album. Arguably one of his biggest albums.
And also, wait, context. Again, my point. Why did Future drop that album? Because he went away to do R&B. That's when he gave us Honest and all of that. Dude, singing and his heart out, Rihanna and all that.
Were they good?
And yeah, they were big tunes,
but that wasn't his thing. Yeah. We only wanted that because he was with Sierra. Yeah.
And, but I'm saying they were so good tunes, right?
Yeah, of course, but I'm just saying he's talented. We didn't know that at the time. That's what I'm saying.
Then
when he goes, all right, cool, man, I took a little hiatus. And he goes, you man, what was the first lyric, bro? I just fucked your bitch. And then, come on, man. At the time,
no, but at the time,
we didn't realize how wavy it was. It aged with time, is what I'm saying.
Did we?
No, as in the Future fans. I'm talking about everyone else having this conversation. Like, bare people understand why we're saying Future's in the top five now. Whereas at the time, brother, you couldn't say that, bro. They're looking at you like, what? We're calling his music trap. Hey, I gotta do timeline because 2015 is Fade is 3 years old.
Don't dance, bro. dance to Kill a Mockingbird over there, blood.
It's true though.
You see this album here?
Trying to rub my eye in that. Love it, man.
Woo. What intro, you know?
But he was tired. Everyone's telling him, "Oh, you're R&B dude." He said, "Yeah."
You know, I was talking too much.
Come on, man. He was angry, bro.
And I made him.
You man are rubbish at me because I went and done the R&B thing. He said, "I'm not Drake, you know."
And I made him lip lack. No.
Hey, he said, I'm not them guys.
I don't dispute.
And also, I feel like in terms of hip hop has changed a lot. It's kind of like the Messi, Ronaldo era. I feel like football started to change a lot, and that's why them man started to dominate as much. Them man was sick players, but football, the level of football started to decline for other people. So when you look at hip-hop now, think about hip-hop now, yeah, in terms of like, how many other people are going to bring out albums now? Like, when you think about hip-hop now, who do you look forward to bringing out an album?
Not he. You know Meek's finished himself, bro.
Like, you don't look forward. Like, look at this year. 2015, bro. Bare man were dropping albums, bro, that you rated. Mm. Now, you can't wait for a Drake album. You can't wait for a Future album. You can't wait for certain man to release an album because you're like, at least it's good music. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what's happened now. That's what's solidified these man a little bit more because the level of competition is not the same anymore.
No, it's
what? we need to move on from this convo.
The quality is also there.
The quality from
all of them, like I think they're still making high quality music. But I just
subjective though, because some people tell you NBA YoungBoy's albums are slapping.
Yeah, that's fine. But all I'll say is I just think J. Cole, he just thought about it and thought, I don't need to go there, my brethren. I actually rate him.
No, but I don't think Kendrick thinks he's a brethren though.
I think he does.
I think that, nah.
Said, when Diddy and them were fighting, he said, "Man, back."
Yeah, I think he thinks he's a brethren.
After he's done this,
no. So what I'm trying to say, I think he thinks he's a brethren, and he was just a bit like, "Raw, swear down." I thought you was my guy. You understand? And I think therefore that's when he's like, "Fuck it, I'm on my own thing, doing what I'm doing." And I think Cole is on a thing of, "Yo, just chill, so you don't think it's that."
No, but he said, "I apologize." But he goes, "My neck is out though. Take your best shot."
Yeah, so he said, it's a bit crazy.
Chin.
Yes, man. So he said, like, obviously, if you want to send back, I'll take it on the chin because I did take the piss, innit?
Don't tell me what you're going to do. Let me write what I want to write.
Yeah, that's fine.
And let it land how it lands.
But to end on that, if I have a theory.
Yeah? Go on.
Satin, I've just been watching bare stuff here, bare YouTube videos and whatever, yeah? And
can we just clarify? This is speculation, not fact.
Yeah, speculation, yeah. And then like, Cole the other day, he went to perform with this guy called Bass. They got a song together, right? Song's quite up.
It sounds like Drake a bit.
Yeah, song's hot, whatever, right?
That's what we're supposed to see on it, isn't it?
I don't think it's that rhythm, but they have a song together. Yeah. So then he was spitting, yeah? And it was almost like, you lot watch Space Jam, innit?
Mm.
It was almost like, you see where the monster took their powers away? It was like he was forgetting his lyrics. He just seemed like, I was there, I was like, right, this nigga falling off. But then, as I said that, I was like, is this a rollout for the album? That he's purposely making us think he's falling off and he's not da-da-da-da and his head's not da-da-da-da. Like, because the reason why I say it's not far-fetched because Spice, the dancehall artist, she done a rollout for a single where she bleached, but the bleach looked so good. Everyone was so disappointed, saying, "Raw!" Like,
I remember that conversation.
Yeah, so it's like
she
bleached, innit?
Oh, so she didn't.
No, like she was, but it was promo for the song, saying, "Listen, I love my skin." Da da da. But okay, this is
so
what it's in.
Okay, so,
with that being said, and it being called the fall off, I was like, "Is all of this just like?"
Yeah, but how far?
I don't know how
is
far
Drake
he
involved. Is Kendrick involved?
I don't know. We might get the album and they're all three on it. We might get the album and Kendrick's on it.
If it ends and there's all three of them on the same tune, that is sick.
But I just know you like conspiracy, and it just made me think that like, that's not as far fetched as I could see it.
So that means J. Cole's played Drake then?
Yeah. Or they've all in cahoots to hit ever.
He's played himself because who's looking bad here?
He doesn't care about looking bad. That's the whole rollout.
I'm telling you, people have done worse things.
But if it's a rollout, that is the whole rollout.
That are falling off.
When you get the fall off project, then you'd be like, oh, snap. No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
what's the fall off?
That's his new album title.
Who?
J. Cole's album title. He's got an album coming out called The Fall Off.
I was thinking it's called I Might Delete This Later.
That's just in between. So he's got an album called The Fall Off.
That's why it's mad as well, though, because that's another conspiracy.
He's saying that he might delete it. This might just not exist anymore.
No, but like you had a diss and you said sorry. And your album's called I Might Delete It.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
but also the vlog that everyone references in regards to the whole 7 minute drill, he does say that producer makes the beat in 7 minutes, I rap in 7 minutes. So he just wrote that in 7 minutes. So whether you like it or not, it was 7 minutes.
So that's why I just sat at me. I was like, this actually could be a rollout.
But I don't think Drake's buying into that. I think he's played Drake too.
Why do you want Drake to be playing?
Not in a good way. I'm just saying, maybe Drake didn't know this was part of man's rollout.
Maybe.
Maybe he pretended he was part of the beef until it went far. Drake's in the studio writing bars and he's done this. Maybe. And Drake's thinking, what?
Maybe.
Let me gun for you too.
Because if you look at it right now, everyone's talking about Cole let hip hop down, let Nas down, that nigga fell off. Like he used to say he was the best. Da, 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 da. Now I'm seeing videos of him on stage and he's forgetting his lyrics. And for a man who's meticulous about his craft, I've never seen that from J. Cole in my life.
I mean, if that's a roller, that's sick. I just want to know how deep the river goes. Does Drake know? Does Kendrick know? Yeah. Kendrick might know, because Kendrick don't like Drake anyway.
Or this all could have been manufactured. They all could have squashed it behind the scenes years ago. And they're just doing this too. Because realistically, obviously they're the first person shooter, cool. And then now Kendrick's come out with this, cool.
Okay, that's what I don't understand. So the way J. Cole's moving now, it's as if first person shooter doesn't exist. And that's what I don't get. That you said what you said.
No, but you keep saying it's a compliment.
No, because you think it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
No, he was trying it.
Bro, if that's a compliment, why did Kendrick do like that? I don't understand.
Because Kendrick don't like Drake. The Kendrick's like, why are you man talking? There was a certain man that say...
So he's exactly saying, why are you man talking?
No, just keep my name out of your mouth. Yeah, full stop.
To Cole too.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that... Do you know what it is? Like, you can have a man on a podcast, for example, where... we have an issue with 90s babies, for example, but I haven't. Taser has got an issue with Temi or whatever. Mm. Then Taser can be on a vibe of everyone knows is it animosity. Mm. Then we go on another podcast and maybe that winner's talking or something.
Mm.
And then Pound Sterling's like, yo, Taser, you got issue with blah, blah, blah. And Taser does the amicable thing where like, nah, it ain't no problem, man. Like, we're like the biggest like, podcast in the scene, so it can't be a problem still. Like, I rate them man's thing. But then them man can be in a vibe of I don't even like that. I don't even like that energy. What are they talking about, man? And then on their platform, they can just be on a vibe of, nah, we're the biggest podcast. Fuck all that. All
right, you do that, yeah? Taser does that, yeah?
Yeah.
But you're giggling in the background when he's doing that. Marv is...
talking about your reference. So J. Cole's the giggler.
J. Cole's giggling.
Where did he giggle?
Being on the tune. You're moving as if he didn't know he was going to say that.
I heard the tune in the studio. My man's dissing you.
Marv, are you saying
he was bigging him up to balance it out?
Come on, man. Marv, you can't do that, bro.
And don't forget, these 50 Cent
is beefing bro. Fat Joe and Jadakiss for the same thing, blood.
Bro.
What do you mean? It exists.
Bro.
And 50 Cent said that I was being stupid. He said it.
Oh, my bad.
Fucking hell. No, but the fact is they were on the tune, though.
No, but 50 Cent said it. 50 Cent said...
You're saying because of the diss.
50 Cent said, I like... No, no. 50 Cent said, yeah, that I like Fat Joe.
Yeah, we know.
I like Jada.
But jumped on the tune with Jarrell and it became a problem.
Because
you've aligned yourself.
No, don't like the fact you were working with, man, is enough for me. That's my enemy.
So why can't Kendrick have the same vim?
That's my point about it. But then you having that vim doesn't mean that J. Cole's wrong.
No, but J. Cole said some bits on there.
Like,
J. Cole's wrong. What do you mean wrong?
Basically, the way you man are saying it is like J. Cole's on the tune talking about Kendrick in a bad way. In my mind, I'm just like, no, I feel like Drake and Kendrick have an issue. Kendrick's looking at it like, I don't even like that, brother. And I don't like this new affiliation that you've started.
Yeah.
So whatever. Yes, but that's nothing to do with Cole.
I don't like this new affiliation.
No, but I mean,
but that's nothing to do with Cole.
No, but Cole was saying some stuff. We sent you the evidence as well.
Bro,
said,
no, come on, man. You was Ray Charles.
What did you... What?
You said you bare stuff. You said you bare shoes, bro.
No, you didn't.
But steppers make sense,
though. That's what you sent me, steppers. Man, you sent me bare stuff.
But you know these men are on a higher frequency, bro.
Oh, stop it, man. What, hip-hop purists?
All right, so okay, so if we're in LA, yeah? For example, yeah? We're in LA right now, yeah? Bear in mind, wait. Bear in mind, we're all wearing blue, yeah, to some degree. But someone has an extra problem with your blue.
He's wearing black.
That's.
Oh, man, say your thing's.
God, see, look at him. He's deflected. Whose jacket is that?
That's mine.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Man, say your thing's faded.
Wait, is it black or blue?
What?
Your hoodie. Your hoodie.
What?
Is it navy or black?
Black, bro.
Oh, you could pass the navy, though.
You couldn't.
Whose lyrics are they looking funny?
Oh, Rick looking funny.
My return to the pod. What's going on?
No. You just fucked up my point, man.
Respect savers.
What I'm saying is a Nipsey fan or hater could have a problem with your blue.
You'd be toast in LA.
What do you mean? Because I wear both colours. <You're toast. laughs>
Then I will shoot you at the lights, blood.
Hey. So, all right, so who's going on?
Can I just ask them finally? Does this do anything negatively for hip hop, or is it positively for hip hop?
Bro, you think them and their sales isn't because of Drake?
No, I mean in terms of J. Cole apologizing. You see how there's been a big discourse about men, so I'm saying, does that negatively affect hip hop, him apologizing, or does it improve the genre?
Can I clarify here? Because there's the discourse online, people are adding seasoning that where it doesn't need to be, but I understand because we're in a woke era. Again, goes back to era.
Right.
So I'm invested in battle rap.
Yeah. Right.
And I've known that in certain contracts, a man says it in the contract, big man, we can battle, we can go as far as you want, don't mention my daughter. Some man put it in their contracts. Like, I don't know what I'll do if you say something about my daughter. So don't mention her. And as the rapper, you can agree or disagree. You can even sign the contract and then on the day, realize you're losing and say, big man, fuck your daughter, blood. If it ends in a scrap, it ends in a scrap.
Rams.
I bet you. You could do all of that. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's the era that I've come from. So in my mind, I'm like, as much as people like to say, ooh, J. Cole's showing emotional vulnerability. But when Pusha realized he was on the ropes, he gave Drake the skeng, bro. Everyone entertained it. Everyone was like, raw.
40 hundred stuff. Like,
girls started posting Drake's song. Like, oh my god, there was so
animosity.
Cute.
There was animosity in that diss, though.
It was a nasty diss.
There was animosity.
But hip hop drives that. Like, we've grown up on beef.
Does it though? Because
bro, I've heard.
No, because I'm saying obviously those beefs, people had personal problems and whatnot. But hip hop, you know, they're saying it's a contact sport to a degree, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're all striving to try and be the best, yeah? And Cole, obviously, from my understanding, him being a fan and a student of the game, he's trying to rap to be the number one rapper, right? And that may come with rap beef, like conflicts to a degree where it's like,
listen,
sparring.
Wherever you come from, you know this guy. This guy made a voice note from jail and he said, J. Cole, you weak nigga. He said it. Suge Knight said, big man.
Oh, swear.
Yeah.
He had the voice note.
No.
He said, we don't apologize. He said, Kendrick.
He was saying, we don't apologize.
He said, Kendrick, you a real nigga.
Yeah, exactly. He said,
he from Cop. LA, you a real nigga.
LA stand with you, nigga.
A lie? Like, from jail, you know?
You a real nigga.
He said, like, J. Cole. Nah,
that's
we don't do
shit.
That.
And the thing is, the thing is,
yeah, but you're forgetting he's coming from
a different era.
That's what I'm saying. So as a man,
that's where you're coming from. You're coming from different. Two packs are standing on.
Hold on. Don't forget, with that discourse being said, Tupac did pass away. Biggie did pass away. Biggie done who shot you.
No, but it's only now we know who the real villain is, bro.
But what I'm trying to say is, I'm saying with that, yeah, there's been times where it's not Jay and Nas where Efa's coming Marv, out and Takeoff is coming
Marv,
out. You get what I'm saying?
Me, man. Spud me. I'm about to spin him. I'm about to spin him.
God.
There was a particular era where people would have loved the invite to do these parties.
Yeah.
You going in this era?
It's rough. Impossible.
I said it's rough.
I'm not even answering the email.
So can you see your change of mind has changed because of new information?
No.
What?
Because what I'm trying to say is, even though new information has been processed, the fan of hip hop in me still understands that people are clashing. Because if I come from the school of grime, Getz could clash Flirt a D on the day, or that was B. Sorry, Getz can clash Napa. Yeah, when they was on Deja and Napa took the mic and said whatever.
Hold on.
And it was friendly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, in terms of these men want to be the best. These men are trying to compete. Sometimes men are just sparring. They're trying to do their thing, rare. It's not animosity.
Okay,
do you understand what I'm saying?
What grind beef wasn't animosity? Oh! It was just that, I think I'm better than
Wiley and Kano.
Wiley and Kano.
There was no animosity.
There was no animosity?
No.
It was just, I think I'm better than you.
Yeah. The way, even them two clashing, they will even say when they go into, there was no animosity. I don't hate, I go and do a show with you the next day.
Nah, but you can see a little bit.
That's your speculation. There's no animosity.
That's just speculation.
What you're feeling to understand is, and what I think maybe this is what J. Cole can see, is that you can say there's no animosity to a degree, but sometimes when you have a crash, certain things are said, or there's some energies put into
the
room.
It will get there.
That now it's like, we're cool, but I have to go into a mode I want to take off your head. Even that Kano Wiley thing, you can see when they're changing lyrics for saying certain things, and you can see Wiley's like, there's one point in time.
He's like, okay.
There's one point in time with Kano's friend, and Wiley's like,
you know what we did, yeah?
Let's see if real or fake came, wait, came. Like, you can see, like, so.
Right, okay.
But that's just that, that's just the competitiveness of the genre.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.